Right, so I'm going to record you and show you the sound of this car controller that I have, which is incredibly loud. So I'm going to do it very carefully.
Page 1 of 2, landscape. Home button to the left.
So now the car controller is loaded. For those of you who do not remember or don't know, I got an iOS-controlled car, which is really fun. And you stick this thing in the headphone jack of your device, or as I said on the recording and Liam laughed about it, you stick a dongle in your headphone jack. And of course then VoiceOver does not speak. So the only way to use it is to learn the layout, which is okay, it's doable. But the noises this thing makes are rather incredible. So I thought if I recorded them and then played them back as a test through something else to see if the thing would even pick up or not, I don't know. That's not this time, though. I just wanted to show you what it does. So I've actually got it going through my now-defunct tape deck, and because it has a nice variable input volume knob on it, and will be incredibly useful for this thing, so that I don't blow you all up.
Button.
So there's the... That enables the car.
Car power off. Button.
Car power off. Now, when I turn this on, it will get loud, so I'm going to turn the volume of the tape deck down.
Car power off. Button.
And that's the noise it makes, and I'm glad I had this volume control, because it's like so low now, you wouldn't even know it's there. So, if I turn off VoiceOver and pretend like I'm driving this thing... Yeah, it really kills the speech and everything. So now, I'm technically sending it commands, if I've lined it up right, which I should be. That's the noises we get out of this thing. High-pitched on the left, I can use this pan control on the tape deck. And then this data on the right. I'm guessing the left is actually power. Oh, and it changes the sample rate down to something bizarre, too, because it sped up a lot when I loaded VoiceOver. That's really very strange. And I've taken the cable out, halfway in and halfway out, making it phase. That's some very odd noises. And I've closed it now. But that's what that does. This thing also has a helicopter, which I'm guessing makes very similar noises in the same app, because the CTW-Toys app in the App Store controls the helicopter and the car. And, yeah. Well, now you've heard it. It's bizarre, isn't it?